Today, I want to talk to you, stand on God's word. Stand on God's word. We're glad to have Grady Pickett here with us. I noticed a week or so ago, he put on that his Facebook that he was having to come back to the States for some business that had to be a family business, has to be taken care of. But he said they were shelling right close to the house, so I started praying for his family. We need to continue to pray for some of our people, that especially our Rhema people in Ukraine and others too there in Ukraine and in other parts of the world. There's some volatile situations that our Rhema people are right in the path of, and we need to continue to pray for all of our 280 schools and ministries, Rhema ministries all over the world. So this is the home base, and so we need to pray for all of our satellites out there. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, today, I mean, the news is it's just full of this guy's opinion and that guy's opinion and this situation and that situation. And it seems like everything is unstable, you know, and people are bouncing around like a brook. When you talk to them one day, well, I heard this guy say this and they're on this side. Then they heard somebody else say something, they're over here. They're bouncing all over the place. And it's time that we just stand steady. Amen. Stand steady. It seems like that some people are about as steady in their faith as a swinging door. They're here one day, here the next day, here one day, here the next day. My dad used to say people swing from here to here when they need to stay in the middle, but balanced with God. It doesn't matter what's going on over here. It doesn't matter what's going on over here. It doesn't matter. God will provide for his people if you will stand on his word. We can be confident of that. We can be confident that God will make a way for us no matter what. You know, people complaining about, you know, and being upset about the fuel prices, and they are high, and you know, and I'm not going to go there. Craig was just out in San Diego at some meeting he had to go to, and he said he paid $6.19 to fill up the rental car that he had rented. You know, that's a whole lot more than we got here. But you know what? What we need to do is stand on God's word and realize that God said he would take care of us, and then go back in the Old Testament and watch how he took care of his people in the Old Testament. Watch how he took care of the people in the early church there in the Acts. And if you believe the word, then he will take care of you too. We don't need to be moved by what's going on. We only need to be moved by what the Word of God says. Hello? God's Word is more certain and more dependable than anything else in the world. You know, Matthew 4:4 in the New Living Translation, this when Jesus was going through his temptation, Jesus told him, "No, the scriptures say people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Actually, Jesus was quoting from Deuteronomy 8:3. He was quoting the word. He did that two more times. Now, many people would say, "Well, that's Jesus." No, for 33 years or 33 and a half, whichever one, he lived as a person. Not in his deity, he lived as a person like you and I. That's why he could overcome. And, you know, we used to sing a song when I was growing up, "Standing on the Promises of Christ My King, through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God." Now, we either believe that or we don't. Well, but you don't know what's going on in my life. No, I don't, but I know what the Bible says. I look at the world and see what's going on in the world. And then I look to the Word and see what the Word says. Actually, if you read the Word, so nothing's happening that the Bible doesn't already talk about that would happen in the last days. Anybody read it? Oh, thank God for the 55 people that raised their hand. I hope the rest of you have read it. I've studied the end times, but I don't preach about the end times very much, because the only thing I say is, hey, we need to stand on the Word of God, because the end times are going to take care of itself, and He's going to come and take the church out. That's plain in the Word of God. It's plainly there. You see, instead of standing on the Word, a lot of people are wanting some special manifestation. Thank God for special manifestations, but the Word of God is there all the time. You don't have to wait for some special manifestation. You know, the Spirit of God is in us. Greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. The Spirit will move on our behalf if we will simply stand on the Word of God. Stand on the Word of God. The Word said it. I believe it. That settles it. I mean, somebody said, well, it can't be that simple. It is that simple. God said it in His Word. I believe it. And that's all there is to it. In other words, that's it. Come on now. The power is released when you release the words with your mouth, the Word of God with your mouth. It releases the power. It's the activator that releases the power. You see, there is on this belt pack that I got on, it's a transmitter. There is a couple of antennas back there. One of them picks up this and the other one sends it to there. But you see, the power is always available. To hit that little switch. Although the power's there, that switch activates, so we have the amplification. That's the same thing it is when you speak the Word of God out of your mouth. It releases the power of God. It sets it in action. He's given us His word to stand on, so that we can triumph and have victory over every circumstance in every situation that we face. You know, we need to learn how to stand on the promises of God during the bad times. And in Exodus 14:13 in the NLT, Moses told the people, "Don't be afraid, just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again." This was a bad situation that the Israelites were in. They had just come out of Egypt. They had the Red Sea in front of them, Pharaoh's army behind them, and no way of escape on the right side or the left side. And the Lord told them, "Stand still. Stand still." They had to obey the Word if they were going to get delivered. And Moses struck his rod out across at the word of the Lord. He stuck his rod out and the sea divided and they went across. And then the Egyptians thought they'd do the same thing. And the Lord let them get in the middle of it. And then He just crashed the water down on top of them. That's what He said. "You'll never be seen again." They weren't. You see, throughout the scriptures, we see that when people trusted God and did what He told them to do, then there was victory. Amen. Remember, the prophet went and the lady was fixing to bake a cake, little, we'd like a hush puppy or a pancake, maybe, I don't know what. Anyway, it says bake a cake. She had just enough oil and just enough meal to do that. She was going to do that. That was going to be her and her son's last meal, and then they would die of starvation. The prophet came, and he said, the Lord said, feed him first. And she did, and her oil never ran out. Hell, come on, at the word of the Lord. In another incident, that lady just had a little bit of oil, and that prophet, the word of the Lord came saying, go get all of the bottles and oil that you can find and fill them up and go sell the oil. And she kept filling up bottles with that little bit of oil. It never ran out until all the bottles that they had collected were full. They went and sold them, and then they had money. At the word of the Lord. At the word of the Lord. See, we've got to learn to trust the word of the Lord and do what he tells us to do. It's trusting and believing God and speaking his word that will bring you through the crisis times of your life. It will bring you through every circumstance. It will bring you through everything that the enemy throws at you, but you've got to believe it, and you've got to say it, and you've got to act like it's so. When you put your faith in the written word of God, you will see him deliver you. I've lived it. You know, we used to sing a song, every promise in the book is mine. But you know, I grew up with a man that they called the modern day father of the faith message. He hated that title, but they give it to him. He said, all I'm doing is saying, telling you what the Bible says. But I have been there when we didn't have any food. But we kept quoting the word of God. God will supply our needs. Thank you, Lord, for supplying. And I watched the food come. I remember one time I was about 13, 14 years old, and there was a payment due at the bank. And I knew that we had been believing God for it, and I was getting a little nervous because it was this day and it hadn't been paid yet. And, you know, and I said, Dad, what about it? And he said, hey, the word of God is true. Don't lose the faith. Keep confessing the word of God. Well, the mailman came and it didn't come because I'd seen it come that way before. And, you know, and I'm getting a little nervous. Dad said, keep believing God. Right back then, the banks used to close at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I saw a mail truck coming, and this guy, he stopped, special delivery. I told Dad, hey, they're stopping. He went and got his tie on and got that. Went to the bank, got to the bank just as the door closed. But you see, we kept believing the word of God. I'm not telling you something that I hadn't lived with, that I haven't seen happen in my own life with our family. See, the scripture tells us in the midst of trouble and affliction, if we'll believe him, he'll come through for us. God is our rock of our salvation, according to 2 Samuel 22:47. God is the strong tower that we run into, according to Proverbs 18:10. God is a refuge and fortress, according to Psalms 91:2. You know, you need to read that 91 Psalm at least once a day. I quote the 91st Psalm, I don't know how many times a day I'll quote some part of the 91st Psalm, especially the part that says, no harm shall come near you, no plague shall overtake you, and with long, long life, he will satisfy you. Come on. See, you need to get up every morning and say, no disease can live in my body. The power of God's residing in my body. You see, you need to, you see, God is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. We see from the Word of God that there's always more than enough with God. He never runs out. I don't know how many times that he's blessed you, there's still another blessing there. He's always greater than any difficulty. The Word will sustain you. When it looks like it's all over, there's nothing left but defeat, the Word will sustain you and hold you up. My dad used to say, if you'll take the Word of God, you can step out over the aching void of nothingness with nothing under you but the Word of God, and you will come through. You know, God is always able to bring you out. I don't care if looks like an impossible situation. The Word of God says, it may not be possible with man, but it's possible with God. You got to believe it, act like it, and quote it all the time. Not part of the time, all the time. You know, it says in Romans 4:21, Abraham was fully convinced that God was able to do whatever he promised. Fully convinced. You've got to be fully convinced that God is able to do what he said right here in the Word of God. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried through? That's the NLT. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the difficulty, no matter what's going on in your life, let me tell you, you can triumph and come out victorious if you will keep the Word of God coming out of your mouth. The way you fight the devil is not with these two fists, but you fight the devil with the Word coming out of your mouth. What does the Word say? What does the Word say? That was my dad, and I said it so many times recently, but it just keeps coming to me. If you ask him, what do you think about this, or what about this? His answer is, what does the Word say? What does the Word say? I guess that I got that so much that I'm just filled with, what does the Word say? You know, when you're around something and study something so much, it becomes a part of you. You see, we need to have the Word of God so much inside of us that it's a part of us. It's not just something we go get when we're in trouble. It should be a part of us all the time. Just like math is a part of you. You don't have to go think about it or go study about it to balance your checkbook, if you still do. You don't have to think about it if you say, well, how much is two times two? You don't even have to think about it. Your answer's there immediately. Why? Because you studied that so much, it became a part of you. That's, you know, no matter what kind of difficulty and trial or temptation you're facing, you will triumph over it every time if you will let the Word of God come out of your mouth. But it can't come out of your mouth if it's not a part of you. We got to remember to stand on the promises when everything is going great and there's no problems. There's no situations that we're facing. In Deuteronomy 8:6-11 in the NLT, I'm going to read it from that. I like the way it read. So obey the commands of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land of flowing streams and pools of water. He's talking to the Israelites here. With fountains and springs that gush out of the valleys and the hills. It's a land of wheat and barley and of grapevines, fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey. It is a land where food is plentiful and nothing is lacking. It is a land where iron is as common as stone. Copper is abundant in the hills. When you've eaten your fill, be sure to praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. But that is the time to be careful. Beware that in your plenty you do not forget the Lord your God and disobey his commands, regulations, decrees that I have given you today. You see, he has given us his word. Our salvation and living our life down here is our promised land. That's our promised land. But let me tell you what, we can't afford to forget what we're supposed to do when the times are good. He's reminding Israel here, hey, when everything's going well, don't forget what you're supposed to do. The promised land was a great place to live. But let me tell you what, they had to continue to remember God had provided it for them. Some people only get in the word during the crisis time. After it's all over and they've been delivered, oh, they're just rejoicing. But we need to learn to consistently stand on the promises of God in the good times. When no danger can be seen on the horizon, make sure you're staying strong in the Lord. When things are going well, continue to build yourself up with the word. Some people, everything going well, they sort of slack off a little bit. When it's going good, you can't afford to slack off. You got to keep going hard and strong. You know, when the road's smooth and everything's going good, it's easy to let down. But you got to keep doing the same thing you've always been doing. You know, when I was playing ball in high school, if we got way ahead, I would keep yelling at my teammates, hey, play like we're behind. Keep playing like we're behind. Because if you, oh, we're way ahead, we got this game won. If you start doing that, the other team will come back on you and beat you. You see, that it's the same principle. When everything's going good, and we've quoted the word, we're out here, oh man, this is great. Woo, hallelujah. Let me tell you what, you gotta keep praying. You gotta keep reading the word every day. Or the enemy will hit you up beside the head, he'll blindside you. Come on now. Our coach used to tell us, he said, don't ever relax. I don't care if the whistle blows. Don't ever relax until you're standing back in the huddle. Don't ever relax. Because he said, most people get hurt when they get hit when they're not ready to be hit. I mean, walking back the huddle, I was always looking around, making sure somebody wasn't going to blindside me. It says the devil walking around as a roaring lion seeking whom may devour. So we've got to be on the alert all of the time. How do we stay on the alert? By keeping the word of God studying before our eyes. Keeping the word of God coming in through our ear gate. By hearing good messages. Now there's some messages you need to turn off. There's some people you need to turn off when they come on the television. You can't afford to listen this one time and this over here another time without getting confused. You've got to stay with what the word says. Come on. Some people don't understand the value of regular maintenance on a car. The only time they ever want to do anything to the car is when something goes wrong. You know, if you do regular maintenance, you won't have those problems. You know, what you do with the Word of God in the good times will determine what will happen to you in the bad times. Don't say that again, that's good. What you do with the Word of God in the good times will determine what happens to you in the bad times. Did y'all get that? What you do with the Word of God in the good times will determine what happens to you in the bad times. Hello now, don't look at me like that, some people say. It's the truth. The Word of God needs to be being poured into you in the good times. And when the bad times come and you begin to get squeezed, out of you will come the Word of God to combat the enemy. You know, little funny story, but a friend was visiting another friend. He lived in an old shack. And it began to rain and the roof began to leak immediately. And he said to him, "Man, why don't you fix your roof?" Well, the guy said, "When the sun shines, I don't need to fix the roof. And when it's raining, I can't fix the roof." That sort of tells us we got to keep doing everything when it's good time, so we'll be ready for the bad time. See, he needed to fix the roof during the good time so he'd be ready for the bad time. No matter whether you're having a good time or a bad time, you got to continue to put the Word of God into you. Stand on the Word. Standing on the promises, I shall prevail. You know, you can't coast along on your spiritual life and expect the devil to leave you alone just because you had triumph over him one time. We have to stand fast. That means keep standing day in and day out on what God has promised. Galatians 5:1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." After going through a triumph, you got to continue the same thing that you were doing when you were going through the trial. Without seeming too negative, let me say this. I've found that too often, right after you've had a spiritual victory, the enemy hits you the hardest. Why? Because that's when you usually say, "Oh, man, I made it." And you let down. Remember Elijah, the prophet? Man, he's up there on the mountain. And the false prophets of Baal, and they were, you know, they had cried out all day long and nothing had happened. And he rebuilt the altar, and then he poured water all over it. And then he just went out there and said, "The Lord God of Israel, Abraham and Jacob," and the fire came down. And he killed all those false prophets. Then he went and prayed because it hadn't rained in 3 years. And the rain started. He said he told the king, "Hey, I hear the abundance of rain." And then he outrun the king's chariot about 20 miles across the Jezreel Valley, there across the valley, you know. And from Mount Carmel to Jezreel. And now he gets back to the city. And the king's wife, Jezebel, she got so mad. She said, "Elijah, by this time tomorrow, I'm going to have your head. Now, Elijah had just fearlessly defeated the prophets of Baal. He had just prayed, and the rain came, and it hadn't come in 3.5 years, destroyed the drought. He outrun the king's chariot about 20 miles across there from Mount Carmel to Jezreel. And I'm sure the king didn't have a bunch of junk horses. I'm sure he had the best horses that you could find. I'm sure his chariot was the best there was. It wasn't some old junk chariot. But Elijah outrun him. Now, Jezebel said, by this time tomorrow, I'm going to have your head cut off. Right after a great triumph, he turns and starts to run. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, he just had experienced the deliverance of the Lord, but he ran. I don't know why. See, when we're least expecting it, the enemy brings trials at us. And he ran off out there into the wilderness. Said, oh, Lord, I'm the only one left. The Lord said, what are you doing here? Get up and get out of here. I'm paraphrasing. You see, the word of God has to be the same coming off of our lips in the good times, in the bad times, and in the in-between times. All of the time. The word has to be coming out of off our lips. You know, in Christ the Healer, F.F. Bosworth said, some people wonder why they can't have faith for healing. They feed their body 3 hot meals a day and their spirit 1 cold snack a week. The word of God is our spiritual food. We need it every day. We need to eat every day to sustain our physical life. And in the same way, we need to feed on God's word every day to sustain our spiritual life and our faith. You know, after feeding on the word of God, we will find that the enemy is going to find out if you really believe what you're saying. He is. And some people, they think if they don't do anything, the devil won't bother. No, the devil going to keep after you. If you confess to be a born-again Christian, the enemy is going to come after you as long as you're in this life. A man came to my dad one day and said, Brother Hagin, would you pray for me that the devil quit bothering me? And he said, you want to pray out of your die? Because that's the only time the enemy gonna quit coming after you. Why? Because he hates God. He hates God's people. And he's trying to destroy them. That's exactly what Jesus said that he would come to do, to steal, kill, and destroy. But he had come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You have the more abundant life when you got the word of God in you. You got the promises. You're standing on the promises. No matter what happens, no matter what you see or don't see, no matter what you feel or don't feel, the word of God is the same. It never changes. It doesn't change because you feel like it. It doesn't change because you don't feel like it. It's still the same. It's still the same. And you got to keep it coming out of your mouth. We activate the promises of God with our mouth by saying, Mark 11:23, we all know it. You know, if you say to the mountain, be removed in the sea, shout out not in your heart, but believe those things you say, you'll have whatever you say. Now, I sort of paraphrased it, but that's what it says. Ye activate the power and the promises of God with our mouth by saying what we believe. When you're facing trouble, say the word. When there's no trouble in sight, say the word. When everything is good, say the word. When everything is bad, say the word. Say the word. Keep saying the word. Keep saying the word. Keep saying the word. Like I said a while ago, in the good times, in the bad times, and in the in between times. Keep standing on the promises of God that cannot fail. Standing on the promises of Christ my King. Through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Now, it's easy to sing. It's easy to sing that song. It's easy to sing that verse and that song. But I'm going to tell you one thing. It's another thing to go out and stand on those promises. It's easy to sing that song in church. It's easy to say amen to what I'm saying right here in church. But when you get out there, walk through that door out there, and you go out in the world, and the devil starts bouncing you around like a rubber ball, what are you going to do then? Are you still going to sing, standing on the promises I shall prevail? Standing on the promises of Christ my King. Hallelujah. It's up to you. Let me tell you something. If you're going to succeed, you're going to have to stand on the promises of God. Stand on the promises. Stand on the promises. Stand on the promises. Everybody stand up. Everybody. Say that. Let's say that. Let's say that. Let's say that verse of that song together. I want to say it together. Standing on the promises of Christ my King. Through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Now really get loud. Standing on the promises of God. Do you believe it or you don't believe it? Then go out and act like it's so. Hallelujah.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King. Through eternal ages let his praises ring.
We don't go by feeling, but man, I singing that just all of a sudden, man, hallelujah. Maybe it's just cause I'm up here. Maybe cause I'm up a little higher. You feeling that out there too? You start thinking about the word. You start putting the word in. Hey, something starts happening. It releases the power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bow your heads, please. If you happen to be in here this morning, and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, so you can't stand on those promises. Or you know what it is to serve him, but you've strayed away and you need to rededicate your life. Or you'd like to receive the blessed Holy Spirit. You know you're born of the Spirit. You've never been filled with the Spirit according to what Acts 2:4 says. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with tongues, the Spirit gave them utterance. Anybody on any one of those three invitations, let me see your hand right now. I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you anywhere in the room, upstairs, downstairs, anywhere. This is your time to change your life forever. You'll never be the same again after today. Anybody, anywhere in this room, anywhere. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, everybody raise your hands and thank God. Looks like everybody in here is in the house. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Just remember, this has been thrilling. It's been exciting. And you're feeling exuberance right now. But the enemy will find out if you really believe what you just got through singing. So get ready to do combat. We need to be ready at all times to do combat against the enemy that wants to come and steal our blessing. But if you arm yourself with the word of God, you'll come out on top every time. He will come after you with everything he's got, but you can repel him with just two words from the Word of God. The Word of God will see you through. It'll lift you when nothing else will lift you. It'll take you through when there seems like there's no way to go through. But the Word of God will prevail, and you shall have victory every day as you confess the Word. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.